This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette says the U.S. House will move ahead with articles of impeachment against President Trump. All of the Democrats in Colorado's delegation and other members of both parties have called for impeachment or invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. The impeachment articles cite Trump's incitement of the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol Wednesday. The insurrection resulted in 5 deaths, including that of a Capitol Police officer. Businesses in El Paso County could let in more customers under the state's new 5-star program. The initiative lets businesses apply for increased capacity by meeting a list of COVID-19 safety requirements, including employee exposure checks and improved ventilation. El Paso County Commissioner Stan Vanderwerf says he's seen the program as one way to ensure businesses will make it through the year.
So the goal is to help as many people as possible survive what we've got to get through. So when we get to the other side of 2021, they're ready to take advantage of, you know, the economy that has come back.
Vanderwerf says the county is waiting for approval from the state to jumpstart the program and plans to open applications for businesses in the coming weeks. Denver has opened applications for its latest round of small business grants. The grants will range from $3,000 to $7,000 and go to businesses affected by COVID-19 restrictions, including restaurants and gyms. The money is from the state's Small Business Relief Program. Later this month, the program will begin to aid restaurant and hotel workers who lost their wages because of the pandemic. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.